always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, inside Gaza.
You all huddled together so close so that in case something happens unpredicted, we would all at least face the same fate.
36-year-old U.S. citizen Aboud Okal is one of about 600 Americans still trapped inside Gaza while Israeli missiles fly above and ground troops move in, waiting with his wife and his young son for the Rafah crossing to open. Most communications in Gaza cut off. Israel today announcing the war on Hamas has entered a new phase.
As part of the operation, IDF soldiers identified terrorist cells attempting to launch anti-tank missiles and mortar shells and struck them. IDF soldiers also identified and destroyed a booby-trapped structure. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. treading carefully, pushing for a humanitarian pause as it at the same time continues to support Israel with significant military hardware, with weapons, ammunition, and replenishment of equipment for the Iron Dome. This is ABC News. The witness list in the New York versus Donald Trump case is growing. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky has been following all the developments and tells us what took place on Friday.
New York Attorney General Letitia James said Ivanka Trump has personal knowledge of facts and remains financially and professionally intertwined with the Trump Organization. Her lawyers said the testimony was only meant to harass and burden President Trump's daughter, but the judge was not swayed. So she and her oldest brothers, Don Jr. and Eric Trump, are now expected to testify next week before former President Trump is called as the state's last witness.
Some much-needed relief at the pump. AAA reporting gas prices in Georgia and Mississippi have dipped below $3 a gallon. Hollywood remembering veteran character and voice actor Richard Mull. He was best known for portraying Bailiff Bull Shannon on the original version of the sitcom Night Court. Mull also had early credits with roles on Welcome Back, Kotter and Rockford Files. He was 80 years old. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More prospective college students are taking a community's or campus's political climate into consideration when choosing a school. Eric Galatis reports.
High school graduates are considering state and university positions on a number of hot-button issues, including abortion, gun, and LGBTQ laws, as they decide where to invest in higher education. John Marcus with the nonprofit Hechinger Report says many students have gotten offers from colleges in states with laws and policies they disagree with and have chosen not to go.
And if students are making decisions based on how well a college might have handled, for example, a controversial speaker and thereby alienated some prospective applicants, that's going to hurt that college.
The Hechinger Report's new college welcome guide ranks four-year schools on free speech, the number of students from rural areas, and lists those that have banned diversity, equity, and inclusion. It also provides data on gender and racial diversity among students and faculty, the number of veteran students enrolled, and racially motivated hate crimes. Marcus says students with more liberal views are angry about laws banning diversity and abortion, while students on the right aren't happy about conservative speakers being shouted down or canceled.
They also say that they don't feel they can speak freely in a classroom out of fear that they'll be called out by their classmates or even by their faculty.
A recent survey found that nearly a third of students do not feel they belong and are more likely to drop out. One in four Hispanic students have experienced disrespect, discrimination, or harassment. Marcus notes self-segregation at colleges comes at a high cost.
If we're not around other people who are different from us, how will we ever really understand those other points of view?
This is Eric Galatis. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, all-around great guy, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board, looking colorful as always. You on the radio and on your Civic Media app together. We are here in hour number two of the big program. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Big shout out to a friend of mine, Carlos Rodriguez, celebrating his birthday today. Worked for me for a couple of different times. Great guy. Now he works for one of the beverage companies in Madison, and he has a dream job. He delivers beer.
Well, you know, happy birthday, Carlos, and make sure to crack one open for yourself.
So happy birthday, Carlos, if he is listening today. Great guy. And he's a lifter, too. I mean, of course, as you have to be, I think, if you're delivering kegs of beer. But he can lift like 3 Scaramucci's. It's phenomenal. Anyway, happy birthday to Carlos. Hope he is having a great day. Welcome in, everybody, in hour number two. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to ask you, what is worse? A question for you. We began this yesterday, trying it out this week on our new time slot, noon until 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. What's worse? We'll get into that in just a minute. Following the other top stories today, of course, Tom Emmer of Minnesota is the new Republican nominee for Speaker, but now looking over the break, reports from Capitol Hill are he's anywhere between 10 and 20 votes short. Even Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker, saying he doesn't know what's going to happen, and it's looking more and more like Emmer can't get the votes. He's saying he doesn't want to go now to the House floor unless he has the assurance in caucus that he can get there.
You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. You're gonna need congressional approval, and you don't have the votes.
Where did you find that?
That's a little clip from Hamilton, the musical, that Luke Mathers always liked to use when McCarthy was first in limbo for 15 votes, and he just would play that every time.
Fantastic. Well, it's true. They can't appear. Republicans can't govern. They can't find the votes for Speaker. And so now it's just pure chaos. It's unprecedented, right? We've never seen anything like this before. And so we'll see. No word yet on what they're going to do on a Speaker. The other big news story of the day, former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleads guilty in the Georgia case. Former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty earlier today in Georgia, election subversion, and will now cooperate with Fulton County prosecutors, the third guilty plea in the past week. At an unscheduled hearing in Atlanta Ellis pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting false statements, a felony stemming from the election lies that Ellis and other Donald Trump lawyers peddled to Georgia lawmakers in December of 2020. Ellis was sentenced to 5 years probation. She won't see jail. Also ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution. That's pizza money for her. Ellis delivered a tearful statement to the judge this morning while pleading guilty, disavowing her participation in Trump's unprecedented attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Quote, if I knew then what I knew now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on the experience with deep remorse, Ellis said, her voice breaking at times. Jenna Ellis, the third person this week, or within the last week, to plead guilty, meaning that they have cut a deal with prosecutors and they are going to testify truthfully under oath against Trump. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen, Trump's other personal former attorney, is testifying as we speak against a civil fraud trial. Michael Cohen going after Trump. Trump saying on the way to the courtroom that Michael Cohen, that is, has, quote, a horrible record, unquote. Meanwhile, Cohen called the first time they've been together, I think, in 5 years in this courtroom. He called it, quote, a heck of a reunion, unquote. Cohen's already cut his deal. So, again, the dominoes keep falling against Trump here. Now, whether he actually is convicted, whether he sees jail time, that's another thing. And remember, even if he sees jail time, Republicans can, and I believe most likely at this point will, nominate Donald J. Trump as the Republican nominee for president. The cards are already falling, folks. In Iowa, both Nikki Haley as well as Ron DeSantis, and now Tim Scott. They're running out of money. Their money's drying up. All the money's going to Trump. Not all, but the majority. And so they're all putting their chips on Iowa. They all feel, unless you finish number two, they've already conceded the top spot to Trump in Iowa. And they're basically saying, I have to finish second behind Trump to stay in the race. This is where we're at. But the judicial process moves forward. I'm glad to see it. Glad to see that people are being held accountable. And once some of these people, Ellis and Cohen, all these people that are flipping, they're finding out that this is serious stuff. You either cut a deal or you yourself are going to end up behind bars for a long, long time. We're going to come back, turn the page, ask you what's worse. Take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective, one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest-performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:15. Welcome back into hour number two. Wait a minute, you say? I just turned it on, Todd. You're on 1 to 3. No, actually, contrary to popular belief, contrary to what you may have heard, starting yesterday, we are now on noon until 2. Noon until 2. And so Matt Flynn comes on after us now from 2 until 4. So great block. We have As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. Then noon until 2 is us. And then 2 until 4 is Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn, I know his name. Talked to him last night, as a matter of fact. Matt Flynn Direct will be here 2 until 4 this afternoon. So stay tuned for an expanded version now of Matt Flynn Direct. Let's go to the phone. Before we do what's worse, let's go to the phone lines in La Crosse and listening in up on our brand new station up there in beautiful La Crosse and Granddad's Bluff. Dana from La Crosse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, afternoon, Todd. What a balmy day today. Eh?
I know, right? Fantastic.
Say, the Republicans, they're having a real tough time dealing with what's going on in their party from all sides. Whether it's the House, whether it's Trump, mm-hmm. Whether it's their policies, they just can't accept it. And so what they have to do is they just have to, rewrite what's going on or just pull stuff right out of their rear. The new narrative now, I heard this morning on the right wing station here in La Crosse. So any of these Republicans that are not towing the line for Donald Trump, well, they're not even rhinos anymore. Right. Those are actually secret Democrats.
Oh, jeez.
They are calling them secret Democrats. And they're not even Republicans.
Well, what are they calling Derek Van Orten, who took a powder and left the country and isn't even voting? What's conservative radio La Crosse saying about Derek Van Orten? I'm just curious.
Well, he's a show favorite, so.
But really? They like a guy who goes AWOL. I find that very interesting.
this host locally, Mike Hayes. Anytime you bring up a point of something about a Republican, his answer is always, "I didn't hear about that. I know nothing about it." So he just plays ignorance. I think he just rolls out of bed and goes right in the studio. He doesn't. They do no prep work because they don't have to. All they have to do is hear the talking points from their shows the day before, and that's what they're going to roll on. They don't really deal in facts. I just thought I'd share that with you. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
that's
Dana.
That's going to be the new narrative.
Thanks, Dana. I appreciate it. Dana La Crosse, appreciate your listenership over there. And of course, WLCX, one of our brand new stations, or at least newer, the Eagle over in La Crosse, 1490 on your AM dial when you're in the beautiful city of La Crosse. I think that's an interesting narrative that conservative radio basically, if you're not all in on Trump, you're a secret, not even a rhino, you're a secret Democrat.
Yeah, you really got to watch out for those secret Democrats. Right? They could be hiding behind any corner.
Could be anywhere. But I think that's an important call because it shows once again that it's this Republican narrative, right? That they just kind of make crap up and then it just perpetuates. Believe me, it's a lot easier to make things up than it is to actually try to pursue the truth. And I'm not just saying that because that's our show theme or whatever. I was talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago. Look, I'm no Rush Limbaugh at all, you know, as far as my, whether you agreed or disagreed with Rush Limbaugh, he was an enormous talent, like just pure, like as a broadcaster, he had a great voice. And, you know, it's easy to come in every day and you know, breaking news from the EIB golden microphone, Joe Biden. And it's easy to do that. Just to be pompous and arrogant and attack other people and make stuff up, that's easy. It's much more difficult to try to do the research to get the truth and then present it. And again, I'm not saying that's why we say pursue the truth. Because look, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We try to fess up when we make them. But we're here to try to have a honest dialogue with all of our listeners across the state and get down to where the facts are. And then let you, the voters, make the decision, because I happen to believe that you don't need me or anybody else with a microphone in front of them telling you how you should vote. I think if we present the facts, you're smart enough to figure that out for yourself. That's always been my way of doing things. But I appreciate the call in La Crosse, and hopefully we'll get up there and do a show in La Crosse very soon. Time now for our brand new segment called What's Worse? Here is today's question. Want you to call in. Had a good callers yesterday. What's worse? George Santos, the Republican congressman
That's
from New York.
That's my answer.
What's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? And here's the context. Apparently, we've reached a point in America where when someone says thank you, instead of saying you're welcome, or my pleasure, when you say thank you, people go, of course. Oh, of course. Or my personal one that gets me is thank you very much. Oh, no worries. No worries. It implies that I was worrying you. When I worked in retail, I had to teach particularly younger people when a customer, when a guest would say, oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And younger kids, you know, teenagers or people in their early 20s would go, oh, no worries. I got you. No worries. That's not an acceptable answer. You should say, you're welcome or my pleasure. So what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, or no worries? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, we're having a little bit. This is not serious. This is just lighthearted fun, right? So maybe it's not what's worse, but what annoys you more? What's worse? What annoys you more? George Santos, the congressman from New York, who has lied about nearly every single thing, his name, where he's from, money laundering. And by the way, we haven't heard a lot of George Santos lately, right? He kind of got charged and went away for a while, probably because the House of Representatives is falling apart around him. But is it just me? I mean, I just turned 54. Is it just me that this bothers? Or am I just off the deep end here? When people say, of course, or no worries after you say thank you. 844, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. Ralph in Milwaukee. Ralph, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Say, regarding these lawyers who flipped on Trump in the Georgia case, I would like to bring up the point that the testimony that they would be agreeing to give for their plea that they did, and compare it to what was done in the New York case for Trump's business, where the CFO had agreed to certain testimony but he did not do that when the trial occurred. And
right.
So I'm wondering, what penalty did that man incur for not testifying the way he agreed to in his, I don't know if it was a plea bargain, because I know he did go to jail for a brief time. But these people in Georgia, you know, they could say that they're going to testify against Trump, but that doesn't mean they're going to give the Georgia people what they wanted for evidence.
Well, I would say a great call, Ralph. I appreciate it. You know, I'd say a couple of things. A, listen to Matt Flynn direct immediately after our show, because he's an actual attorney and knows how all the legal stuff works. And if someone works in government and has a basic understanding of the law, I would say, number one, there are two different cases, right? The one in New York versus what Fannie Willis has in Georgia. And one's a civil case, the one in New York. And the one in Georgia, and my understanding is that when these people like Jenna Ellis make their plea, they're pleading guilty. And for agreeing to plead guilty and have a lesser ruling against them, to pay a lesser penalty, whether that's not going to jail or shorter probation or a less expensive fine or a combination thereof, in order for them to get that deal, to basically not spend time behind bars, they have to agree to testify. And Matt Flynn made this point yesterday, testify honestly. Also, they can't plead the fifth or say, well, I don't remember. I'm not sure. Because basically, again, that's why Fannie Willis is so great in Georgia. And remember, as Matt reminds us, she's not an attorney general. She is a district attorney. And they've already got the goods on these people in Georgia. They've got the evidence. So they're basically going to these defendants like Jenna Ellis and saying, look, here's what we have on you. And of course, she has her attorney with her as well. And with this evidence, here's how we feel. We feel that we have this percentage of a chance to get a conviction on you. And here's what we believe the judge will give us as a sentence. Now, if you don't want that, we'll agree to these terms, which are better for you. But all this stuff that we have on you that involves Trump, you're going to testify under oath that this is true. And if you don't, the deal's off and you're going behind bars. That's my basic understanding here of what's going on. So thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it down there. We were asking, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sherry in Horton, thanks for calling in. What's worse? What say you?
Hi. Definitely George Santos. I teach piano, and many times people have to change their lesson for sports or
right.
whatever, and I'll say, and they feel kind of guilty that they have to do it, and I'm like, no worries, and then I always say, thank you, or no problem, and... I find a different spot for him.
So, I'm the same way, Sherry. I've done it myself.
It depends on the situation.
Right.
But George Santos doesn't depend on the situation.
That's an excellent point.
Excellent point. Just like very naughty.
Sherry, appreciate it. Sherry from Horicon calling in. Appreciate it. What's worse? George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Oh, I totally agree, Santos, without question. But there's another one that I don't know that drives me crazy, and a lot of political pundits do it. I can't stand hearing it anymore.
What is it?
At the end of the day.
At
the end of the day, what? At the end of the day, what? It gets dark out? Then it becomes night?
Right. I probably use that once in a while as well, but you're right. We all need to improve that. Dick and Madison, we appreciate the call. Well, at the end of the day, that's the end of our segment. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate you. Back with more news after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, inside Gaza.
We all huddled together, so close so that
In case something happens unpredicted, we would all at least face the same fate.
36-year-old U.S. citizen Aboud Okal is one of about 600 Americans still trapped inside Gaza while Israeli missiles fly above and ground troops move in, waiting with his wife and his young son for the Rafah crossing to open. Most communications in Gaza cut off. Israel today announcing the war on Hamas has entered a new phase.
As part of the operation, IDF soldiers identified terrorist cells attempting to launch anti-tank missiles and mortar shells and struck them. IDF soldiers also identified and destroyed a booby-trapped structure. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. treading carefully, pushing for a humanitarian pause as it at the same time continues to support Israel with significant military hardware, with weapons, ammunition, and replenishment of equipment for the Iron Dome. This is ABC News.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide...
In a season where little, if anything, has been easy, the Badgers truly were up against it last week in Champaign. Heading into the final quarter, they trailed by 14. But then things changed. A Nathaniel Vakos field goal that kissed the left upright and went through. A beautiful touchdown catch by Will Pauling. Then down three with 3:24 remaining, quarterback Braden Locke, in his first career start, engineered the biggest drive of the year so far. With the help of Braylon Allen and company, the Badgers marched to the Illinois 3. From there, an unlikely source scored the game-winning touchdown.
31 seconds remaining in the game. DK wide left. Badgers overload, heavy on the right. Snap the lock, looking to throw. Got a man wide open, left side, caught! Touchdown, Wisconsin! Little tackle eligible action as the Badgers take the lead with 27 seconds to play. Nolan, it was Nolan Rucci, Hayden's little brother, who is a big man on campus right now.
A dramatic comeback for sure, but they know they had to turn the page quickly as the third-ranked team in the country is in town. Since that magical night in 2010, the Badgers have come up empty against tonight's opponent. You, if any, expect that to change this evening. But hey, that's why they play. As a competitor, all you can ask for is the opportunity. In the next few hours, we'll see what they do with it. From Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a one more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bill.
As the Badgers pour to the field. They are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 10, 10 to the 10, 10 to the 5, 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And
We welcome you inside the broadcast booth at Camp Randall Stadium tonight. I'm Mike Heller, Matt LePay by my side. We'll get to him in just a moment. Right now it's 39 degrees, should be right about there at kickoff. And throughout the evening, it might drop just below 38, maybe to 37 degrees, but very little wind and dry, so those things matter. Since 2010, the Badgers have played host to 7 games against teams ranked in the top 10 in the country. In those games, the Badgers are 4-3. None of the 3 losses have been by more than a single score. The Buckeyes undefeated and ranked number 3 in the country. Maybe some of you are aware that Badgers coach Luke Fickell is from Columbus, played at Ohio State, coached at Ohio State, and was the head coach for a season at Ohio State. Maybe you knew. By the way, the Buckeyes' last 2 trips to Madison were both overtime games, both won by Ohio State. We welcome in the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay. There's tremendous opportunity here tonight. And I know that fans, when the coach was hired and then the schedule was looked at, this game has been circled for a long time.
Yeah, it really has. And all of the above there, Mike, because you have to look at it from the Badgers' perspective as a massive opportunity. If you're looking at it just on who looks like is the more talented team, then, okay, Ohio State's the more talented team, but the more talented team doesn't always win. And this is one that has been circled. What's been interesting this week, and maybe timing is everything, because you figured this would be such an obvious storyline, Luke Fickell coaching against his alma mater, which he did at Cincinnati, but as a Big Ten member coaching against his alma mater, you thought that would be the top of the storyboard in Ohio, but it isn't because of the Michigan investigation. Yes. That has taken center stage in a lot of the college football world, but in particular in the state of Michigan, and then 1A is in the state of Ohio, but still, I mean, Luke has done a great job of downplaying this, but he's a competitive guy, and all anybody else with Ohio State connections who's on his staff, you know they'd love nothing more than to see the home team do something tonight that not a lot of people believe that they're capable of doing.
Let's talk about the road team for a few minutes. You've watched them carefully in preparation for this. Obviously, they're very good. What is it that jumps off the page at you?
Defensively. And really, last year, they weren't bad until the last couple of games, and then they got lit up with explosives that went against it against Michigan and against Georgia. Jim Knowles, last year in his first year as a defensive coordinator, their numbers actually were considerably better than in 2021. This year, the second year for Knowles, the numbers are considerably better than they were last year. They're only giving up 10 points a game. They held Penn State to 1-for-16 on third down. They maybe don't rack up the quarterback sacks the way a lot of great Ohio State defensive teams have done, but they've given up 0 plays of 40 or more yards. If you're Wisconsin, you need these short field. Anybody, I think, who plays Ohio State, with maybe the exception of a Michigan, you're going to need a short field because they are so fundamentally sound defensively, Mike. And on offense, Kyle McCord is continuing to develop as a quarterback. He might not be C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields good yet, but he's thrown 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. So he's doing a few things pretty well for Ohio State.
Well, and Marvin Harrison Jr. is the story. 18.24 yards per reception, number 1 nationally among all players who have at least 40 catches, 766 receiving yards, 109.4 yards per game. That ranks 7th in the nation. We all know the name because of Dad. There's some genes in there. What does Wisconsin have to do defensively to not let Harrison wreck it?
Probably make McCord uncomfortable. Now, for Wisconsin, getting a ton of pressure on the quarterbacks, that's not been the Badgers' forte. I mean, they were able to get a couple sacks last week, but those, you know, coverage had a lot to do with that. But really, I think the best chance here, I mean, they're going to mix up, I'm sure, what they're going to do defensively with the looks that they have. But if you could get Ohio State into some, you know, 3rd-and-7s, 3rd-and-8s, and get McCord into some uncomfortable situations, because pressuring him, he has not been all that good yet this season. But you're right about Marvin Harrison. I mean, you could argue that he is the best player in college football. Now, if you look at Heisman odds right now, he's in the conversation but down on the list. But they've really been targeting him, 42 targets for Harrison alone over the last 3 games, including 16 last week, 11 receptions. They get him the ball in a variety of ways. And, Mike, we're about 3 feet apart. Sometimes the throw is from me to you just to get the ball in his hands and let him go to work.
So
the anatomy of an upset is pretty clean. The other team's got to cooperate. The highlights that we played all week long when Wisconsin has had success against Ohio State, it's the kick return from Gilreath. It's the throw from Shaber to Evans. There are turnovers in the mix. That's kind of what has to happen, the anatomy of all upsets.
Yeah, I think you need to knock the ball out and get yourself, like I said a couple of minutes ago, get yourself the short field if you can. Maybe in the special teams, if you know the kick return was, it's a moment no Badger fan will forget 13 years ago, but if you could, their punter is pretty good. Another one from Australia. Yeah. It's just kind of a thing now, and it has been for a while. But if you could block one or if you could knock it out of their return man's hands, something like that, to get yourself in a position where you're not being forced to drive 75, 80 yards every possession, because if you have to do that against this defense, you could be in for a tough night.
Braden Locke, we've talked a lot about him throughout the week. The numbers from last week, if you just look at the stat sheet, the box score, they won't jump off the page at you, but I thought the fourth quarter, Matt, and I thought all night long, his composure in the pocket, he threw the ball, it seemed to be in the right places at the right times. There's something about him. This is his second collegiate start, and it comes against that team.
Yeah, it's like, well, Brooks Bollinger, I think his first start, 1999, he came in late against Michigan the week before, first start in Columbus in 1999 as a redshirt freshman. But yet, with Locke, I think he played better than the stats would show. Yeah. There were some drops, but you know, we had Phil Longo on Luke's show on Wednesday night. I think for the game, they graded him out at a 73. But his grade late second quarter and when they got a touchdown drive and in the fourth quarter, it was better than 90%. So when they had to make the big plays, the big throws, he made them. And at the same time, the receivers, when they had to go up and get it, like Will Pauling, or the concentration that Skylar Bell showed on that last drive, credit those guys, too, because those receivers stepped up and made big catches.
Matt, I want to leave you with this. Phil Longo, late in the coach's show earlier this week, he talked about his head coach in ways that you don't often hear about, that his head coach allows him to coach. He had hoped that, he had thought that that was going to be the case. Now it's proven out to be the case, and he speaks very glowingly about that relationship.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was asking those guys about, okay, what kind of interaction do you have during games? Some coaches, head coaches, are chattier than others, and you're right. He does kind of, he lets Phil do his thing, and, you know, like, I kind of, coaches a lot of times say things in a post game, you're going, yeah, right. I think the head coach was surprised that they ran the tackle-eligible play at the end of the game. But there is a great trust there. And I remember when Paul Chris was the offensive coordinator. And you know, you talk about Barry and then, you know, eventually with Brett, you might know, okay, you got four downs here. Or, you know, maybe we could run the ball here. Otherwise, particularly with Barry, he didn't say much. And Alvarez was like that. You surround yourself with people, let them do their jobs. And I think Luke Fickell is similar in that regard. He has great trust in Longo to be able to do what he needs to do, make the calls that he trusts, and it certainly worked out last week.
All right, Matt, let's have a little fun. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll talk with Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet. Where we treat people like people. If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
We welcome you back to the pregame show at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 7-0, their biggest test so far, 17-14 survival at Notre Dame, and last week's 20-12 win at the Horseshoe against Penn State. The Buckeyes have won 9 straight in the series against Wisconsin, including the Big Ten championship games in 14, 17, and 19. The last time Wisconsin won in the series was over then number one ranked Ohio State in 2010. That one got started with a bang. We welcome in Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes, and this is interesting because obviously you're well acquainted with Luke Fickell and his time there, and that's been one of the underlying stories. Luke won't make it about Luke, hasn't done that at all this week, but your perception of what Wisconsin has in a guy that you know very well.
Well, a quality guy, yeah. Quality husband, quality father, a quality person, and you know, I got to know Luke. I didn't start doing the games till after he was finished playing, okay. But met him right as he was finishing his short period of time in the NFL. As an assistant coach, highly respected, highly regarded. And I told Matt the story earlier this week. Incorrectly, he's referred to as interim coach. In Ohio State's records, he is the head coach and was for 2011. He was given a 2-year contract, and it's my understanding Ohio State honored the second year of that head coach's contract. He handled, Mike, a difficult situation better than anybody could have. Players who were suspended at the start of the season, one of the suspensions that was extended deeper into the season, but a guy that players react to very well, at least they did at Ohio State. You know, you see what he did, and I follow it closely because Cincinnati is my hometown. Seeing what he did with the Bearcats was incredible. So, you know, a guy that certainly has earned his bones as a coach, but what Wisconsin people will find as time goes on, just a great guy to represent your program.
Paul, on your side of the sideline, you've watched a lot of very good Ohio State football teams, so I won't ask you like to compare. You're about halfway through this season, but it seems to me that the headline writer for Ohio State is the defense. They have been fantastic. I know Marvin Harrison Jr. steals headlines, but this story is this defense.
Well, and the defense needed to improve because the last two games last season against Michigan and in the college football playoffs against Georgia, that's what kept Ohio State from playing for a Big Ten championship and playing for a national title. They gave up too many explosive plays. So what they've done now is they've been able to limit those. They maybe haven't gotten the sacks that people are accustomed to seeing their defenses get, Mike, but it's a defense that really has carried the ball. Offensively, with a new starting quarterback, everybody kind of figured there'd be some growth in that, but Marvin Harrison's just really special to watch. The plays he makes, you know, maybe the best way to describe it, Mike, is teams know they have to stop him, and they can't.
Let me take you back a few weeks ago to Notre Dame. Ryan Day was an angry head coach. He had read some of the clippings and heard some of the commentary. And I think it made him angry. How did that translate into what they were doing on the field?
Well, it showed the players that he has their back. And, yeah. The players then commented they've got his. But I really do think, Mike, a lot of that had to do with some of the criticism and concerns that came out of the end of last season. They needed to play better defensively. They needed to be physical. And they had been. But, some of the comments that got made really lit it. But Ryan also in the last couple of weeks has been asked about by some of the people who cover Ohio State. They've noticed him being more demonstrative, on the sidelines during games than he has been in his time at head coach. And his comment was he feels like this team wants to be coached hard. So all of that, the Notre Dame game and that situation got a lot of attention. But to the point where he got a penalty a few weeks ago for a sideline warning for bumping into one of the officials. But it's just kind of the way that he's developed his personality with this team this year.
Tell me about Marvin Harrison Jr., something that we don't know from the highlights, because he just looks like he's the best receiver in America.
His work ethic is over the top. He gets in the facility early, stays late, works on one of those catching machines. They put a rule in now. He can't go by himself. He has to have somebody with him just to make sure nothing bad happens. But that's what really has brought about the product on the field. Obviously, he's got good genes, but his work ethic and everything he does before getting on the field during games is what's made him the player that he is.
Quarterback play for the Buckeyes throughout the years has featured a quarterback that can beat you with legs and his arm. How is it different today, or is it not?
It is different because they've not had Kyle McCord do the kind of running that you saw Braxton Miller or JT Barrett do. Now, C.J. Stroud didn't do it until the very end of the year last year. What they started doing at Purdue a couple of weeks ago was using Devin Brown in a red zone package. He's more of a runner, a bigger guy. He's out now for a couple of weeks with an injury. So it'll be interesting to see. The guess is, Mike, and it's just a guess, excuse me, that at some point they're going to have to get some runs for Kyle McCord out there. But the thought is they've just wanted him to grow into the quarterback part of the job, and he's gradually done that. He's had some throws and some plays that he'd love to have back. But when they've needed him the most, that's when he's made his best plays.
When Ohio State is at his best offensively is when they can run the ball. They are very good at running the football. They haven't been healthy. You haven't been healthy in that position, but it looks like you're healthy tonight.
They're going to get Travion Henderson back. He was injured late in the Notre Dame game, and there was some concern about potentially that injury bothering him going forward. There's some question about whether Mayan Williams might play or not tonight. Chip Traynham, who was injured at Purdue, has been good to go. The guy to watch for would be Dallin Hayden. He's a sophomore who played a lot late last year when other guys were hurt. He played at Purdue a couple of weeks ago when a lot of people were hurt. He needs to upgrade his pass protection part of his game a little bit, but when Ohio State's run the ball, that certainly makes them a more dangerous team.
Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes, last one for you. I talk about this with upsets all the time. Now, you're on the favored side of what tonight, if it was an upset, you'd be on the favored side, the bad side of it. I was thinking upsets, the team that's favored has to cooperate. And that's the key, right? You have to play. Ohio State would have to make some mistakes that have been uncharacteristic so far this year. So let me ask this question about what has impressed you most about the team that you call games for weekly. What has impressed you most this point of the season?
They have taken care of the ball reasonably well. I think Kyle McCord is, not having my chart in front of me, one interception and one lost fumble. Yeah. He had one lost fumble last week that was wiped out because of a penalty. The running backs have done a very good job of hanging on to the football. So the turnovers have not created problems for them. So that would be something that always is part of an upset. 2010, and I remember that even though I wasn't here, I missed that game in 2010. Unfortunately, I was sitting in a hospital bed, but, having a big special teams play go bad, like that kickoff return from David Gilreath. Those are the kind of things you can't let happen. But one of the things that encourages you about Ohio State in these situations, Mike, Ryan Day has done such a good job getting across that they have to treat every possession, every quarter, every game like its own individual challenge. And that's what's kept them. They've not had the losses like they had in 17 and 18 to Iowa Purdue so far that have been those losses you didn't see coming that ruined their chances for a postseason.
Paul Keels, it's always good to hear your voice. It's always humbling to hear your voice well. I mean, seriously.
Well, it's nice to be back here. It's been a while for football.
Right? 2016.
Yeah.
8 years since you guys have been here. Well, welcome back in.
Hope you have a great night. It's always good to see you and all your people here.
Paul, thank you very much. Still to come, we'll hear from Wisconsin's Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh. Our Minute with Mac is up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
I'm calling it early. Kohl's is the best place to shop for gifts. I got a Sephora beauty set for under $50. Then I scored a cute sweater for just $24.99 and saved big on a Ninja pressure cooker. Plus, I got 20% off some of my finds, $10 off because I spent over $50 and earned Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, Sephora coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end October 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Our pregame show continues. Time now for our Minutes with Mack, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. An exciting week for a number of reasons, Mack, not the least of which a couple of nights ago, the public campaign began for the indoor practice facility for football. Incredible generosity from so many people, you know, and obviously including Ted and Mary Kellner, especially Ted and Mary Kellner. But exciting times, just the vision of what lies ahead here and trying to help this football program and so many other student athletes maximize their potential.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday night was a magical night, and the project, you know, it's unprecedented in scale. It's unprecedented in the fact and the impact that it will have, not just on our football program, but in one form or another, it'll touch every student athlete within our program. But what's most impressive is just the support and the generosity that we've received from so many people, so many of our supporters, so many of our donors, and not the least of which was Ted and Mary Kellner, who on so many occasions, on so many places throughout this university, have stepped up in a big way so as to make the project possible. And that's what we saw on Thursday night.
And there's a lot to this, and we'll get you a website here momentarily, but you know, talking with Luke, they're excited about the prospects of a 100-yard indoor field, a higher ceiling so you could get, you know, legit special teams work in. More to it than that, for sure, but those are big things. It's an 80-yard field, low ceiling. We've said many times the McLean Center certainly has served its purpose, but there needs to be something a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, the McLean Center, we've squeezed every drop of value out of that, and I've got some really fond memories of that building myself, but to get to where we need to get to reach the expectations that we all have for our program, we need to step into the next chapter of of Wisconsin athletics and Wisconsin football, and this project is a big part of that.
All right, that's Chris McIntosh. That is this week's Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. We can take 10 seconds here for a station identification, 10 for ID. This is Wisconsin football.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And back at Camp Randall Stadium, coming up next, our Badgers in the NFL segment and still to come. We'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb, and we'll talk with Jesse Temple from The Athletic. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further.